Shkolim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vov. HaMagdish Nechosov, somebody was Magdish all his Nechosim. In his Nechosim, this is his car, this is his house, this other household items, and there's also things that might be V'hoyu Bohem, there were things in his possession that are Dvorim Ru'uyin L'Kabonis HaTzibur. There are things that are Roy L'Kabonis HaTzibur. Now, the Pashtus, when we talk about things that are Roy L'Kabonis HaTzibur, instead of in his garage, there being a car, what was there was in his barn was a cow. A cow, there are sheep, there are goats. Those are Roy Lakrova. The Mishnah is not actually talking about animals because animals are going to be discussed. If somebody's Magdish, the problem is that when a person's Magdish is Nechosim, he's not being Magdish as a carbon, it's Beder Kabayis. Like we explained, a person could give property, whatever it is, it becomes the property of Hegdish. That's a momentous Degedin, it's Kedusha. And the mi'ilo is really a form of misappropriating that which belongs to Hegdish, sort of like a gezel of the Hegdish. As opposed to Kedushas Haguf, where the thing has Kedusha, a cow that you say Hareze Lekarben, the behemoth has a Kedushas Haguf itself. Not that it's the property of Hegdish, it's a carbon. It grada happens to be also the property of Hegdish, but that's secondary. The real nature of the Kedusha, Nemtzach, from the Yichud, that is a carbon. That's the difference between Kedusha's carbon and Kedusha's Haguf. Is the Kedusha a product of the Bailus of Hegdish or Fakert? The Bailus of Hegdish is a product of the Kedusha. The way I just said it is the Nusach of Reboruch Berek Yedua in Bava Kama and Perek Meruba. Vinishvi. What we have over here is somebody's Magdish all of his household possessions. Of course, we're talking about Kedusha's Beder Kabayis. That which is there, part of his possessions, which is royal Kedusha's Korban, it's not supposed to become Kedusha's Beder Kabayis. The real way he should have done it is he should have given these for Oilis and Shlomim, and those, the rest of his household items, he should have made the possession of Hegdish. Person's only supposed to be Magdish Kedusha's Haguf on Dvorim Harim L'Korbanus HaTzibur. What to do with Behemoth we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem in Mishnah Ches. The basic problem is that there's a din, because I'll give it to Nusach. Kol haroi l'mizbeach eini yoytze midei mizbeach la'olam. Since, even though he's being Magdish as part of Kedusha, it's Beder Kabayis, the animals over here are being hukdash with everything else, Kedusha's Beder Kabayis, but you can't treat them like regular Kedusha's Beder Kabayis, which is a difficult concept. Is it Beder Kabayis or is it Kedusha's Haguf? The Loshon of Chazal is eini yoytze midei mizbeach la'olam. Kiviyochel, they have Kedusha Haguf, but they don't really have Kedusha Haguf. So it's nitvas in the Kedusha's Beder Kabayis that the regular process of pidyon doesn't work on something which is has the nature of Kedusha Haguf, even though Betzim doesn't have Kedusha Haguf. Whether this is Deraisa or Derabonon is a discussion. The Mishnah Melech has a whole arichs on it in Hilchos Erichin, Perikei, other Achroinim. Vinishvid is a halacha that the behemoth cannot be nifta in the regular way. We'll discuss that, like we said, in Mishnah Ches. Over here, we're talking about something which is not roi lahakrova. We're talking over here about the ingredients that are used for the keteris. That's what we're talking about over here in the Mishnah. The roi lekabonis sibur. The Rav Grada says over here, we're talking about yayin v'shemen. There's something that says it can't be because the yayin v'shemen v'soilus are discussed again in the Mishnah is coming up. Not this Mishnah. Vinishvi, in this Mishnah, shteto achidish, that you could take these samamonic teires, we'll call it, and you nosnu l'umanim bischoro, divrei b'kiva. Picture it. You're taking something which has kedusha, and you're being poided it for the wages that are owed by Hegdish to the workers. Now, it happens to be over here, the Yerushalmi brings a pasuk, since the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Truma, v'osu l'migdash, the mashmois that pasuk is that the asiya is the migdash, v'osu l'migdash, that the asiya, the work, i.e. the workmanship that goes into building the Mishkan, has a din l'migdash, it has a din of migdash. That means that when the gizbarim are taking things that belong to Hegdish, and they're not being paid to them on an item. Normally, you can only be paid to Hegdish on an item that exists. But over here, they're using it to be paid onto the work that has to be paid. The work is also nitvas as a davar shebekedusha, and there can be nischal over there. So that's why, even though normally you would have to be paid the hegdish that's in any item, kedushas the gabayis, on an existing chayfitz or on an existing coin, over here it could be nifte nischalo because of this drosha onto a dovah she'ein by mamish. We'll just mention agav. It's not really shaykh to the pshat in the mishnah, but it's a lomdish and a guda. That there's another problem that achroinim talk about. The avnim lulim simuchav ches classic. Ray, the stipler, talks about it in a few places, is that there's a very big difference between workmanship that's being paid with beforehand. That means you want umnin to work, to do repairs in the mikdash, so the gizbarim take the things that are hukdash b'kedush b'edekabayis, and they use it to pay for the work. That we understand, like we just said. But after the work was done, what's owed to the workers is a regular chayv. It's like any other chayv. There's no difference between a chayv if you work for the mikdash and a chayv if you sold somebody tomatoes. Vinishvi, the chayv is $100. And a chayv is not, you're not being paid onto anything. When you take $100 and you give it for a chayv, you're not being paid onto something existing. Achroinim bring this up in a very interesting context. There's a halacha, there's a gemara in Kiddushin Davov, HaMekadesh B'milvo Eino Mekudeshes. When a person, a man wants to be Mekadesh Isha, happens to be that she owes him $100. He used to sell her material. Now he wants to be Mekadesh with the $100 that she owes him. So Gemara says, Eino Mekudeshes. The Pashtus Eino Mekudeshes is, because when you give somebody $100 that they owe you, it might be $100 saved that they don't have to pay, but it's not $100. They didn't get $100. A choiv is only a schus that the malva has to collect from the loiva. It's not per se $100 that you're giving somebody. If that's the case, then it's very hard to understand the chilul over here, because you're being mechal on something that doesn't really exist. The workers don't, you're not giving the workers $100. You're not being mechal the kedusha on these ingredients onto the choiv. The choiv is something that doesn't exist. It's a schus that they have against Hegdish. Others want a taina from here. Gufa is a raya that no. When you owe somebody money, that's called they have by you. There's mamoni gabok. They have by you $100. It's only by kedushin, the halacha kedushin has to have a maisa kedushin of giving over. This is the shita of the Rambam. Then mekadesh b'milveinim kudeshes, but if you buy a house with a choiv, there it's certainly chal, because that's called you giving $100. So here also, they have $100. You're giving them their $100 with the kedusha. You're being mechal onto something that exists. That's a zaitig nekuda, but a very lomdish nekuda. Comes along the Tana ben Azai, and he's chalik on the whole Yisoid. Omale ben Azai. Ein amin amida. It's not glat. Ela mafrishin mehen schar ha'umnin. You separate the schar ha'umnin with money, and then you mechal the money. Mamish the process that we had mavur before in Mishnah Hay. U'mechal l'noisin al-mois ha'umnin, v'noisin oisin l'umnin mizcharon. You mafish the money, you mechal from the money the kedusha on the k'teris, and then you give the k'teris back, and with that they pay with the money. V'noisin oisin l'umnin mizcharon. V'choisin v'loichin oisin mitchum ha'chadoshu. They then buy that chelik of the k'teris back for next year's k'teris. You have to go through the whole process. What Ben Azai is saying in a nutshell, the Mefarshim understand, is that you can't be mechalal kedusha in an existing item onto something that's a davishay b'mamish, onto wages. So again, we pointed out Rav Kiva as a drosha. Ben Azai disagrees because it has to go through the regular pidyon process. Pidyon is always the kedusha in item A being chal on item B. You don't have that here. Now, l'cha'oira, this whole process, the way it's described in Ben Azai, like we said, that's in Mishnah Hay, that would tell us that Rabbi Kiva argues also on Mishnah Hay. And sure enough, the Rav says that if the stomach of the Mishnah before is like Ben Azai, that means the Aloch is Ben Azai, even though normally Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai, the Aloch would be like Rabbi Kiva. But since the stomach of the Mishnah preceded the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai by saying the Aloch like Ben Azai, so that means both cases. Others tiny, look at the Tais Yom Tov, he talks about it, that it could be that there's a chiluk between the two cases. I don't understand exactly the chilukim that are brought. L'chayr, the chiluk should be straightforward. Maybe there's a chiluk between the pidyon process of, before was the moiser hakteris. It was already in the skadish as part of the kteris at kedushas agof, as din of a carbon. Over here, we're talking about the ingredients that are roy lakrova, but they weren't yet turned into k'tayris. So maybe over here is leichter. Maybe that would be the chilik. Tosafot has an arichus for. Mishnah Zayin. Hamagdish nechosov, v'hoyse bohen, behema roy lagav mizbech. This is what we pointed out before in Mishnah Vov. That the real optimal way, if a person has a bunch of things that he wants to give to Hagdish, he should be magdish that which is roy lakrova, the Kedushas Mizbech. Over here, he didn't do that. He made for Kedushas Bede Kabayis all his possessions, including a behemoth, which is Roy LeKarbon. Schorim Unikevois for Shlomims, Oilois, etc. Remember, you can't take the behemoth and be makrivit because you can't be makriv something that has Kedushas Bede Kabayis. Kedushas Bede Kabayis is a state of monetary ownership by Hagdish. The Kedusha Nemtzach from the monetary ownership, and the proper Kiddush on a carbon is where the bailus of Hegdish is a product, is a toitzah of the fact that it's gufa carbon. Over here, the guf is not a carbon, it's royal carbon, but it's only Kiddush of Bedek Mayis. You can't bring a carbon out of that. But you also can't be poided with the regular poided, like we said, dvar maril le mizbeach, any yoytzi mide mizbeach lo ilam, we have a klal. So Reb Elazar says, "Chorim yimochru letzorchi oilois, when a kevus yimochru letzorchi zibchei shlom." You're not going to be mechalul, so to speak, to take a behemoth that's roy lakrova and turn it into stam mois hegdish, be poided onto apples and oranges. What you're going to do is you'll use the money to be poided onto other animals, and with that, the kedushas roy lemizbeach is left intact because then those behemoths will be brought for the necessary kabbonis that the Beis HaMikdash has to bring. When a kevois yimochru letzorchi zivchei shlom, v'shteitzach schor maroi le'oilois, and a shlom you can bring from the kevois, so that'll be the optimal etzer. Udmeim, the money that was used, that means they sold these schor and the kevois to anybody that came to the Mikdash, they needed a behema, mehuderes for a carbon. Ayid comes all the way from the north, he comes from Haifa, he didn't schlep a sheep with him. He came to Beis HaMikdash. Instead of buying by a shepherd outside, so he came to Beis HaMikdash. They had over there a surplus of kvasim me'ulim for karbonis. They sold it to him. Now the money that he paid is nitfas bohem, this kedushas by the kabayis, which was on the behemah. So dmeim, the money that was paid by the loikchim, yiplum shar nechosim lebede kabayis. That's already money for bede kabayis. Rabbi Shua Omer, but the behemoth itself has to stay a carbon, but it has to be turned into Kedush Zaguf by giving it over to somebody else who's poided, he's moitzied from Kedush Zvedek Abayis, he turns it automatically into Kedush Zaguf, and that's what it's used for. Rabbi Shua Omer, Schorim Atzmon Yikrivu Eilois. See, Rabbi Shua argues. He holds that you can take the Zocha itself, the behemoth itself, and you can use it for Eilois. However, here he says, Nikevos yumochru letzorchi zivchei shlomim. And what would be the hesber in that? Why the schorim atzmon, you could take these behemoths, which only have kedushas by the kabayis, and you can use them, if he doesn't hold of everything we just explained, so why shouldn't that be true, legabi nikevos, that he has to say, yumochru letzorchi zivchei shlomim, it has to be nifter, and the money has to be given to English, v'yovi b'dmeyam oilos, look, you do with the money. You take the money and you bring with that money oilois. Somehow shlomi knocks out. Oilois are fine. Ushan achosim, the rest of the household possessions and such, you pull the bele kabayis. What's the pshat Rabbi Shua? So this kasha is going to be asked by Rabbi Kiva, the Talmud of Godel of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, when he's being machriya ben divish der abayisov. But the basic thought process, the way the mefarshim, the way the Rav is mazbir, which comes out from the hemshich of the Mishnayis with the Gemara, goes like this. The oilo, harei, when a person is magdished in a chosim, so yes, he has sheep in the barn, and the schorma roi lekarbon oilo, via the stomius is that he means to be magdished lekarbon oilo. So the idea is that yes, he means to be magdished them with a kedusha sagof, and that's what you do. You makriv the schorm for oilois. With an akeva, and the cave is roy for a shlom, not for an oilo. So here we have a catch. Be'etzem, when a person is magdish and chosav, he wants the whole thing to go to hegdish. A korban shlomim, which is Kachem Kalim, it's not the whole thing to Hegdish. Why? Because when we bring a Karban Shlomim, the Bosser is given to the Bailam. We even say Kachem Kalim, we pass in Kachem Kalim, Mom and Bailam all. Which means, Bepashtus, that when a person brought a Karban Shlomim, the Bosser is his to give out. It's mamish like private ownership. He can be Mekadosh and Isha with the Bosser Shlomim. Which means it's mamish his. So a person who's standing and he says, Kol nechosei lehegdish, he means to give it to Hegdish. He doesn't mean to give it that it should be brought by somebody. It should be given over to somebody to bring a Karban Shlomim where part of the Bosser of the behemoth that he was Magdish should belong to the Bailam. Therefore, the Stomius is that he meant to give it lekedushas by the Kabayis. So it can't be brought as a Karban itself. You go back to rule one that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah that says, Shitas Reb Elezer. That then the halach is yimochel letzorchei oilus. It's kedushas by the kabbayis. It just shouldn't be yotzah from being used for a korban. So therefore you mochru and they're hukrav, but not that they themselves can be hukrav as is with the kedusha as is, because it only has kedushas by the kabbayis. So the thought process over here behind Rabbi Yeshua is, what does a person mean when he's magdish his nechosim? The things that are roy to be kuloy lahegdish as kedushas haguf, he meant to be magdish kedushas haguf. The things that will only be partially roy lekedushas haguf, over there he meant to be magdish lekedushas by the kabbayis. He wants it to be belong kuloy to hegdish. So therefore, by a shlomim, which is going to be compromised in the kuloy lahegdish, because part of it will be given as kedush, of course, but it will be given to the bailim, the halacha is that he only meant to be magdish it kedushas by the kabbayis. So Rabbi Kiva asked the kasha. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Roy ani es divrei Rabbi Elazar midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. I hear Rabbi Elazar is more glad than Rabbi Yeshua. She Rabbi Elazar hishves midosi. Rabbi Elazar is consistent. Hishves midosi means he's mashve two things when he measures what the halacha would be. Mamanavshach, does he have in mind to be magdish lekedushas by the kabbayis? So then they both have to be yimochru viyovi. If he had in mind to be magdish lekedushas haguf, then both of them should be heim atzmam yikruvu. Rabbi Yeshua cholak. Rabbi Yeshua is mechalik mamanavshach. What's the emes? Amrav Papias. It's interesting. The Tanner of Papias we don't have that often. He's a bar plukta of Rabbi Kiva, and we had him also in Psachim Lagabi explaining a statement of Rabbi Yeshua. It would seem that he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua primarily. Shamatim kedivrei shnehen. He says, I'll tell you, where would Rabbi Yeshua be coming from? Because I heard a Shmua that's consistent both with Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. How's that? Here's the Hachro, he says. She'a magdish beferush, if he'd be magdish beferush, the Mefarshim explained this means when a person says, behemoisai v'nichsai lehegdish. He says, separate, he doesn't just say nichsai lehegdish, he speaks out behemoisai v'nichsai lehegdish. That means behemoisai kedinom, v'nichsai kedinom, the nichsai nechosim. His fridge, his car, his couch, about his kedushas by the kabbayis. Behem moisai roi, that they should be kedushas haguf. That's what he meant to say. La magdish stam. If he's magdish with a stoma, nichsai lahegdish, then he's saying like Rabbi Yeshua, that then avada, he means to be kolul with its only kedushas by the kabbayis. So he doesn't explain Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is mechalik between oil and shlom, like we explained. But he's explaining that the vort over here is, what does he mean to be magdish? And then we explain what the difference between an oila and a shlom is. That's the biur, divrei HaMishnah.